Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Let's jump into the president taking questions from reporters.
All of these great men and women in the FBI, they have families at home, and they are working during a government shutdown right now. Many of them have small children. Many of them, I was talking to an agent this morning, many of them have babies at home, and they are working around the clock to not only keep our country, but our world safe. And that's what Operation Summer Heat did. Thank you, Director, and to the Deputy Director, for everything you did on behalf of the Department of Justice, and you're going to continue to keep doing. And they set the stage for what we're doing in Memphis. You're going to hear a lot more about that, our joint task force next week, but they set the stage for Memphis. And last night alone in Memphis, there were almost 70 arrests, there were 12 guns seized, and there was a 70-year-old man arrested as a result of our operation in Memphis who raped a child under the age of 3. That one case makes everything we're doing worthwhile. So thank you all for being here on behalf of both of us. Thank you, President Trump.
Thank you. Todd, you want to say something?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. So this is a great day, and I think there's stats that the director talked about which are important, but I want to give two examples of what summer heat has done that actually will apply hopefully to everybody in this room. The first is for over 4 years during the last administration, there was a hotel in a town, the middle of a town in Alaska, that was being run as a drug den. There were over 1,000 calls to 911 over four and a half year period. There were multiple violent crimes, drug dealers, overdoses, and murders at this one hotel, ruining a community. Summer Heat went in there. It's not only arrested all the participants that were controlling the hotel, but seized the hotel. And so that's one example of what summer heat means to everyday Americans that just want to live in peace. The second example is a large narcotics trafficking group that was selling fentanyl in the state of Washington. They were shipping fentanyl and using commercial aircraft, putting fentanyl pills and powder in suitcases, flying them from the southwest border, mostly Arizona, all the way to Washington. It had been going on for an extremely long time, and the entire organization was arrested. And I say those two examples because it's easy to look at the board and see 1,000 arrests. How much different is our communities now compared to the past 4 years? But there's actual life examples. Every one of these arrests means that our streets are safer, and that's because of the work of this administration, of President Trump and Director Patel. So I will tell you, Attorney General Bondi and I are together every day with Director Patel, figuring out ways that we can continue to do this work, and it's not going to stop. Like the Attorney General said, and like the President said, this is just the beginning, or phase one, or a start, whatever you want to say, but it will continue on. So thank you, Mr. President, and thank you very much, Director Patel.
And Mr. President, just one last thank you from the men and women at the FBI. You found a way to get these individuals paid during a government shutdown, our 1811 agents.
So
on behalf of the FBI, it's a great debt that we owe you, sir. They're now allowed to pay for their families, so thank you.
And the military. Good.
That's right.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Any questions, please? Brian, go ahead.
First of all, I know the feedback I'm getting from the American people, and they want to say thank you. Law and order is not an option in this country. It's a mandate. So I know the American people thank you for that. In terms of the guns that have been taken off the street, do you have a number of how many guns were taken away from someone that had a prior felony or a previous crime that perhaps we can prosecute that? Because I know that wasn't the case of a Joe Biden.
We don't take guns off the streets of people that are allowed to have guns. So every gun that we're taking off the street is because it belongs to somebody who is not allowed to have it. Could be a felon, could be somebody who hears illegally. There's all sorts of conditions. But if there's a gun taken off the streets by the FBI, it's because the person who has it is not allowed to. It's not somebody who's lawfully allowed to have it. So every single one of those guns were taken off of people that aren't allowed to have it.
And not including the FBI, all of the other agencies, ATF alone since January 20th has removed over 25,000 illegal guns off our streets just since President Trump's been in office.
And Mr. President, if I could follow up on that, could there be any further conversation to have national concealed carry apply to actual D.C.? Like if you had a driver's license in Texas and you had a permit, of course you could drive.
Well, as you know, they've been talking about that for a long time. It's an interesting question. A lot of people feel strongly both ways, but we are talking about that, Brian. Thank you.
Mr. President, on Venezuelan boats, I want to ask you, why not have the Coast Guard stop them, which it is empowered by law to do? You know, this way you can confirm who's on the boat and ensure that they're doing what you suspect.
Because we've been doing that for 30 years, and it has been totally ineffective. They have faster boats. Some of these boats are seriously, I mean, they're world-class speedboats, but they're not faster than missiles. But we've been trying to do that for years, and so much of the drugs, 25-30% would come in through the seas. Right now we have, I would say, none coming in through the seas. In fact, I don't know about the fishing industry. If you want to go fishing, a lot of people aren't deciding to even go fishing. We've almost totally stopped it by sea. Now we'll stop it by land.
What's the next step?
But it never worked. It never worked when you did it in a very politically correct manner.
What's the next step in this war on cartels? And are you considering options? Are you considering strikes on land?
Well, I don't want to tell you exactly, but we are certainly looking at land now because we've got the sea very well under control. We've had a couple of days where there isn't a boat to be found. And that I view that as a good thing, not a bad thing. But we had tremendous amounts coming in by boats, by very expensive boats. You know, they have a lot of money, very fast, very expensive boats that were pretty big. And the way you look at it is every boat that we knock out, we save 25,000 American lives. So every time you see a boat and you feel badly, you say, wow, that's rough. It is rough. But if you lose three people and save 25,000 people, these are people that are killing our population. Every boat is saving 25,000 lives. And you can see it. The boats get hit and you see that fentanyl all over the ocean. It's like floating in bags. It's all over the place. And it's a tremendous save. We're saving tremendous amounts of lives.
Yeah, Mr. President, on that issue.
I know you've talked about, I have a question for you, and then I also have a question for Director Patel. I know you talked about having some distaste for Boston recently. Is this one of the cities that you might be looking into, and can you give us a hint about other cities that you might be
You're saying for where? For where?
For Boston.
Yeah, well, Boston has a bad mayor who at least is a reasonable IQ person. You know, most of them are low IQ. But they're so bad. I mean, what's going on in Chicago is just, you'd think the guy would say, hey, look, we have a problem, Mr. President. Could you come in and straighten it out? We could have that done in a month if we had their cooperation. It's going to be done anyway, but we could have it done in a month. Yeah, Boston, she's got four areas that are, you know, wrong. And, you know, somebody said, would we think about taking the World Cup away from Boston if they don't straighten it out? And the answer is yes, we have the right to do that with FIFA. So if we think that L.A. is going to be bad, or we think that applies a little bit to the Olympics, too, but we'll talk about FIFA first. You know, FIFA is very hot. If we think there's any reason that, whether it's Boston or anywhere else, that they're not doing their job, we're going to take that those World Cup games and move them someplace else.
Thank you. And then, Director Patel, there's been so many conspiracy theories swirling around about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Do you have any updates for us, especially in light of all the online content that everyone's been talking about?
The only thing we deal with at the FBI and the Department of Justice is facts. And we delivered at record speed a manhunt to capture Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin in 33 hours. And if you put that in perspective, to Luigi Mangione or the Boston bomber, they took them 5 days and a police officer lost their life in their manhunt. We are running on absolutely every single lead. And the best thing we can do to honor my friend Charlie Kirk's life is to make sure that everyone involved is prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And that's what we're focused on, investigating the facts, not trading in conspiracy theories.
Okay.
Mr. President, thank you so much.
Thank you.
In light of China's export curbs on rare earths, do you view India as a reliable partner going forward? And are you planning to meet Prime Minister Modi in Malaysia? Are you open to talks in terms of
trade? Sure. He's a friend of mine. We have a great relationship. He just said that 2 days ago, as you know. We have a great relationship. No, we were not happy with him buying oil from Russia, because that lets Russia continue on with this ridiculous war where they've lost 1.5 million people, by the way. Russia's lost 1.5 million people, soldiers mostly. This is a war that should have never started, but it's a war that Russia should have won in the first week, and they're going into the fourth year. And I want to see it stop. So I was not happy that India was buying oil. And he assured me today that they will not be buying oil from Russia. That's a big stop. Now I got to get China to do the same thing. You know, that is relatively easy compared to what we just did over the last week in the Middle East. Middle East was 3,000 years, and we got it done. This is 3 years, and I think we'll get it done. I think that President Putin, I think he wants to get it done. We'll see. There's a great animosity between him and Zelensky. You probably have noticed, right? And it's... I think it's hurting the process. Yeah, please.
Mr. President, thank you. Curious, why did you authorize the CIA to go into Venezuela? And is there more information you can share about these strikes on the alleged...
Well, I can't do that, but I authorized for two reasons, really. Number one, they have emptied their prisons into the United States of America. They came in through the... they came in through the border. They came in because we had an open border policy. And as soon as I heard that, I said, a lot of these countries, they're not the only country, but they're the worst abuser. And they've entered there. They've allowed thousands and thousands of prisoners, mental institution, people from mental institutions, insane asylums, emptied out into the United States. We're bringing them back. But that's a really bad. And they did it at a level that probably not many, many countries have done it, but not like Venezuela. They were down and dirty. And the other thing are drugs. We have a lot of drugs coming in from Venezuela. And a lot of the Venezuelan drugs come in through the sea. So you get to see that. But we're going to stop them by land also.
Does the CIA have authority to take out Maduro?
Oh, I don't want to answer a question like that. That's a ridiculous question for me to be given. Not really a ridiculous question, but wouldn't it be a ridiculous question for me to answer? But I think Venezuela is feeling heat, but I think a lot of other countries are feeling heat, too. We're not going to let this country, our country, be ruined because other people want to drop, as you say, their worst. They have given us their worst. They've loaded up our country with prisoners, with mentally ill people that are seriously ill, criminally ill. And we're not going to take it. And so, I mean, it's just one of those things. And I can tell you, we've taken care of the sea. There's nobody. And we're watching. We're watching. And if we see it, we'll save it. Yeah, please.
On the ships, though, sir, there are Republicans and Democrats up on the Hill concerned that in the briefings they've gotten about those attacks, they're not necessarily getting information about who was on them and what exactly was on those ships. Can you
But they are given information that they were loaded up with drugs, and that's the thing that matters. When they're loaded up with drugs, they're fair game. And every one of those ships were, and they're not ships, they're boats, they're speedboats. They're extremely fast, record-setting type speedboats that cost a lot of money, and they have a lot of money because they're drug sellers. But they know one thing, and they all have the same thing in common. There's drug dust. They call it drug dust. They call it fentanyl dust. All over the boat after Those bombs go off, and you can take along.
Attack them though that they're.
We know when they go out. We know we have much information about each boat that goes out. Deep, strong information. Yeah, please.
Sir, you're going to have Volodymyr Zelensky here this week. What is your message at this stage of the war for him? And shy of tomahawks.
To who is it?
For Zelensky.
Yeah.
And shy of tomahawks for Ukraine. Are you considering other options, and will you speak with Vladimir Putin?
No, we're looking at other options. We are. President Zelensky's coming in. I'm not a fan of the war. I'm not a fan of the way it started. It should have never happened. It wouldn't have started if I were president. The election was rigged. And because of that, we lost a lot of lives have been lost because of that war. Not American lives. But if I can save a lot of lives, that's why I'm in it. I want to save lives. I've had eight wars. The prime minister of Pakistan got up the other day, said so beautifully, says, you saved millions of lives. He told that to a group of people right in this office. He said the president saved millions of lives. And I think what he's referring to is the fact that that would have been with India a nuclear war. That was getting very close. You know, seven planes, they don't talk about it, but seven aircraft were shot down. In fact, we have the new ambassador to India right here. They're well represented. You better represent us, not them. Okay. But Sergio is going to do a great job. He's going to do a great job. But no, we'll be talking about the war with him, and we'll be talking about, I mean, they want to go offensive. I'll make a determination on that, but they would like to go offensive, you know that, and we'll have to make a determination.
A question given about the FBI director and attorney general here today. Jim Jordan has asked Jack Smith to appear in front of the House Judiciary.
You mean deranged, Jack? He's a deranged individual, yeah.
He's asked him to appear.
Well, they should. I'm surprised it takes so long. Yeah. You know, we're talking about violent crime. What about the crime against a political opponent? That's what we have to talk about, too.
Jordan would like to understand the full extent to which the Biden-Harris Justice Department weaponized federal law enforcement. What do you think the committee will find out?
I think it was the worst weaponization of a political opponent in the history of the world, let alone this country. And I hope that everybody's, you know, they're involved in it. I'm not. I'm the one that had to suffer through it and ultimately win. But what they did was criminal. Deranged Jack Smith, in my opinion, is a criminal. And I noticed his interviewer was, I think that was Weissman. And I hope they're going to look into Weissman, too. Weissman's a bad guy. And he had somebody in Lisa, who was his puppet, worked in the office really as the top person. And I think that she should be looked at very strongly. There was tremendous criminal activity having to do. If we don't have fair elections in this country, we're not going to have a country. And I've said it from the beginning, fair elections and borders. And we need also fair press, because if you don't have fair press, it's very tough. And we've got the strongest border of anybody. Nobody has a border. We have a border where the numbers just came out again. You saw zero people came in illegally. Now, we do take people into our country legally, but zero people. But, you know, you're talking about a different subject. You're talking about political crime. They have committed massive political crime. I hope they're looking at Shifty Schiff. I hope they're looking at all these people. And I'm allowed to find out. I'm allowed to, you know, I'm, in theory, the chief law enforcement officer. But I have a very good, talented group. This is about something else. But I hope they're looking at political crime, because there's never been so much political crime against a political opponent as what I had to go through. They raided my house in Florida. It was an illegal raid. I have a lawsuit that was doing very well. And when I became president, I said, I'm sort of suing myself. I don't know. How do you settle the lawsuit? I'll say, give me X dollars, right? And I don't know what to do with the lawsuit. It's a great lawsuit. And now I won. It sort of looks bad. I'm suing myself, right? So I don't know. But that was a lawsuit that was very strong, very powerful. They raided illegally my house in Florida, Mar-a-Lago. They went through the drawers of my young son. They went through all of the cabinets and drawers of the first lady. She walked in. She said, wow, what happened? Because she's very meticulous. And this wasn't so meticulous. As she looked into the drawers and she saw everything a mess. It's what they did against a person that just got out of office. And then you look at these corrupt people. You look at Hunter Biden. You look at the signature. As an example, the Euro pen. I just signed so many different things. An admiral, a four-star general. I'm signing them left and right, the commissions. And by the way, I want to compliment John Thune and also Mike, our great speaker. But John Thune, all of a sudden, I'm getting these things by the hundreds. I was getting one every 2 weeks. It would have been 4 years before you got them in more. You would have had some that didn't even get in, all because of Democrat obstruction. So John Thune did a great job. I must have signed 200 into the administration. We're just about caught up. It's amazing. And so compliments to John. He had to do some things that were very tough to do that he didn't want to do, but he was forced to do it by the Democrats. And as far as the shutdown's concerned, this is a Democrat Schumer shutdown. And he's trying to do it to get relevance back into the party because he's a loser. I've known him all his life. He's always been sort of a loser, but an intelligent one. But I think he's losing IQ points with time. I think that happens. I hope it hasn't happened with me. I know if it did, you guys will let me know about it very quickly.
Here in D.C., a judge has given the two teenagers that beat up ex-DOGE staffer Big Balls probation.
It's incredible.
And no jail time. Is this justice?
Jeanine Pirro is doing a fantastic job, and she is beside herself. Because you have these radical left judges that they beat the hell out of this guy. And it was many people against this one guy who was really trying to protect his girlfriend. He didn't want his hooded over the door but they really beat him up badly. That just happened, right?
Yes.
Wow, that's terrible. I think the judge should be ashamed of himself. That's a big problem. You know, they can do their job and then they go into a court and the people are protected by these. I don't know where they come from. Where did these people come from? Where did the judges come from? I want to compliment on behalf of Pam and Todd and all of us because, Cash, I think that Jeanine has done a fantastic job. And the case I heard was like flawless. It's a flawless case. They have them on tape. They have everything. And then a judge gives them a little probation. These are rough guys. And they're young. And if that happens, they're going to grow up. They're going to be real bad. They're going to cause a lot of problems. Yeah, please.
So, Sergio Gore has just gotten back from India. Yeah. What were the conversations like with Prime Minister Modi and the other?
I think they were great. He reported to me that he's a great man, you know. Modi is a great man. That he loves Trump. Now, I don't know if the word love, I don't want you to take that any different. I don't want to destroy his political career, okay? But you have to understand, I've watched India for years. It's an incredible country. And every single year you'd have a new leader. I mean, some would be in there for a few months. And this was year after year after year. And my friend has been there now for a long time. And he is. And he's assured me there will be no oil purchased from Russia. I don't know. Maybe that's a breaking story. Can I say that? Would you say? There will be no oil. He's not buying his oil from Russia. It started. You know, he can't do it immediately. It's a little bit of a process. But the process is going to be over with soon. And all we want from President Putin is stop this, stop killing Ukrainians and stop killing Russians because he's killing a lot of Russians. Again, it doesn't make him look good. It's a war that he should have won in 1 week, and he's now going into his fourth year. That does not make this big so-called war machine look good. But he could make a settlement. We're willing to settle. I thought we had a deal. The hatred of the two leaders is very, you know, it's an obstacle. It's an obstacle. There's no question about it. But I thought we had a deal 2 months ago. Who would think I created peace in the Middle East and can't get the two guys to settle? But I think we'll get them. But if India doesn't buy oil, it makes it much easier. And they're not going to buy. They assured me they will. Within a short period of time, they will not be buying oil from Russia. And they'll go back to Russia after the war's over. Jennifer?
On the shutdown, sir, are FBI officials being paid right now? Are all the FBI employees being paid? And are all the...
Well, that's what I understand. I hope so.
Thanks to your great person, Mr. President. The 1811 special agents at the FBI are going to receive their paychecks.
Got a lot of people paid, actually. We got the people that we want paid, okay? And we want the FBI paid. We want the military paid. We got the people that we want paid. And I'll tell you, the Democrats, they don't talk about this. You know, we're getting rid of programs that we didn't like, but that were negotiated in, but that we didn't like. We're terminating those programs, and they're going to be terminated on a permanent basis. And it's thousands of people, and it's you know, billions of dollars. We're getting rid of a lot of things that we never wanted, because of the fact that they made this stupid move. And they don't want to talk about it. You know, they have their day coming up. I hear very few people going to be there, by the way. But they have their day coming up, and they want to have their day in the sun. But they should really make a deal. So what we're doing, I mean, they call him Darth Vader, but he's actually a very nice person, Russell Vought. But Russell Vought is really terminating tremendous numbers of Democrat projects. This is not only jobs. I mean, the project in Manhattan, the project in New York, it's billions and billions of dollars that Schumer has worked 20 years to get. It's terminated. Tell him it's terminated, Jennifer. All right.
On Hamas, sir, what is your understanding of the pace of returning the deceased hostages? Are you pleased?
Well, they're looking for them. Absolutely. They're looking. So we have the living hostages all back. They returned some more today. It's a gruesome process. I almost hate to talk about it. So, but they're digging. They're actually digging. There are areas where they're digging and they're finding a lot of bodies. Then they have to separate the bodies. You wouldn't believe this. This is, and some of those bodies have been in there a long time. And some of them are under rubble. They have to remove rubble. But there are graves, and some are in tunnels that died in tunnels that are way down under the earth. And the tunnels are like 3 feet. Can you believe it? 3 feet high. They lived like this for a long period of time. It's a horrible atrocity. At the same time, meaning Israel, but I knew everything they were doing pretty much. I knew most of the things they were doing, but they've killed probably 70,000 of these people, Hamas. And I said, it's time now. So we'll see what happens. We'll also see what happens. Your next question is going to be the weapons. We want the weapons to be given up, sacrificed. And they've agreed to do it. Now they have to do it. And if they don't do it, we'll do it.
We had the head of CENTCOM today suggest that Hamas needs to hurry up and disarm and follow your conference plan. Yeah. That it was the head of CENTCOM saying that. Is that not a signal to Hamas, to the rest of the world, that at some point the U.S. military may more directly engage?
We won't need the U.S. military.
So then why have
we won't need it.
Well, why not just
involved? Because we're very much involved in it. If we weren't involved, there wouldn't be peace. If we didn't destroy the nuclear capability of Iran, that deal would have never happened for two reasons. The Arab nations would not have felt bold enough to do it because you have a very powerful, at that time, Iran. It's not powerful anymore between what Israel and us did. Because, you know, the attack was, if you look at it, we helped them very much. They will be the first to tell you, including shooting down thousands of drones that were coming into Israel. You know, we shot them down. We were shooting them down like it was target practice. But we shot down thousands of drones and missiles also going into Israel. But between what we did to Iran that way with the, you know, conventional, we will call it, and what that beautiful, see that beautiful plane, that B-2, I noticed it on the desk. I always thought it was beautiful, but I never understood it. Now I understand it took in hundreds of thousands of bombs in the form of two, but hundreds of thousands of pounds of bombs. And every single bomb hit perfectly. Then they sent Tomahawks in. They sent 30 Tomahawks on top of it. And that was totally, you know, CNN said, well, maybe it wasn't as bad as, you know, as Trump said, because I said obliterated. Obliterated is not a strong enough word, actually. And you saw the Atomic Energy Commission came out and said the word obliteration is very, very. Think of it. They came in under potential fire. They entered Iran airspace late at night in the dark. No moon. The moon was low for a reason. What time we picked it. Couldn't see anything. And they hit every target, and they weren't hit. Nobody saw that plane. That plane is stealth. Nobody saw it. The problem with that is it may be stealth today, but tomorrow it won't be. And we just ordered about 20 brand new B-2 bombers. It's unbelievable as a weapon. I know Putin, when I was riding with him in Alaska, we passed a lot of them. And he said, that really did the trick. I said, yeah, it did. It's amazing. The flying wing.
But you still see no reason for the U.S. military to get involved in Gaza?
No, I don't see that. No, I think we're going to handle it very well. We'll be helping Israel. But we have other countries that are now. You know, we signed, many, many countries signed. And many of those countries relatively are very strong military powers. And Hamas has no support. See, Hamas had the support of Iran. And now Iran says, don't get us involved. The last time they got them involved didn't work out too well. So they used to have the support of Iran. Today, Iran is, they're trying to survive. You know, when I heard the reports 2 weeks ago, Iran's looking to build a nuclear weapon. I said, don't worry about it. They got a lot of things they want to do before nuclear weapons. I said, the last thing they want to do is a nuclear weapon. It didn't work out. And if they did a nuclear weapon before they got even close, that site would be attacked and it would be wiped out. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mr. President, you're meeting with President Xi in a few weeks.
Yeah.
If you can't come to an agreement or a deal at that meeting, are we in for a sustained trade war with China?
Well, you're in one now. Look, we have 100% tariff. If we didn't have tariffs, we would be exposed as being a nothing. We would have no defense. You know, they've used tariffs on us, but we've never had anybody sitting in that chair that felt the need to do it. And they've allowed us to be $37 trillion in debt, et cetera, et cetera. Tariffs are a very important tool for our defense, for our national security. If we don't have tariffs, we're not going to have national security. As an example, if you look at Pakistan and Iran, I told them I was in the midst of negotiating a trade deal with Iran, and Pakistan was going to be in line. And because of tariffs, they all want to negotiate much differently. We're making a good deal. And then I heard that they're shooting at each other. And I said during one of my conversations, are you guys going to go to war? Two nuclear powers we are thinking about. I said, here's the deal. You go to war, I'm going to put a 200% tariff. I'm going to stop you from doing any business in the United States. I said it to both of them. Within 24 hours, the war ended. That would have been a nuclear war. And again, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, who was here 2 weeks ago, said that that man saved many millions of lives in front of a whole group of people because he thought it was going to be war. But when it came to war or having to pay massive tariffs, the tariffs overrode. That's why it's so important. Not only the money, we're taking in trillions of dollars, not only the money, the power to keep peace, the power to be used for good is enormous. But a lot of people didn't understand tariffs. It's also made us very rich. We have a big case coming up in the Supreme Court, and I will tell you, that's one of the most important cases in the history of our country, because if we don't win that case, we will be a weakened, troubled financial mess for many, many years to come. I don't even know if survivable is a good term. And if we do, we're going to be the most powerful economic country in the world. And all we're doing is using them as a defense against what took place for many years. China would charge us tariffs. It was incredible, but we weren't allowed to charge. We're allowed to do whatever we want. We just had presidents that didn't want to do it for whatever reason. And it was nothing. But of the eight wars, I was saying seven, of the eight wars, I would say tariffs are directly responsible for me ending six of them, five or six. Without the tariffs, you have wars raging all over the world. With the tariffs, other than Russia, we have no wars out there. And we've made a lot of good friends, too. Tariffs are so important to our national security. If we don't have tariffs, we don't have national security. Our country would suffer a level that, because they use so strongly on us. As an example, the European Union, they won't take our cars, they won't take our agriculture, they won't take anything, but they send their cars in, Mercedes, BMW, Volkswagen, by the millions. We don't send any cars. They don't take them. They were tariffing us out. Agricultural products, they don't take our agriculture. They want their farmers to do it. I understand that. But it was very unfair, and they were tariffing our product. They're keeping out by using tariffs. And we didn't use them, but I used them. And now we made one of the great deals with your $650 billion they pay us. And we've evened it out. It's really a good thing to see. And you have to understand, they've all signed Japan, South Korea. I mean, South Korea, $350 billion up front. Japan, $650 billion. And they've all agreed to it. They're all happy. But before, it was a total ripoff. And if we don't have the use of tariffs, we have no national security. This country will have no financial security, will not have national security. And the people that brought the lawsuit are people that are aligned with foreign nations that are now being treated fairly as opposed to just ripping us off and ripping us asunder. But if we are not allowed to use what other people use against us, there's no defense. It'll be a disaster for America. That's why I think I'm going to go to the Supreme Court to watch it. I've not done that, and I had some pretty big cases. I think it's one of the most important cases ever brought, because we will be defenseless against the world. Okay? Did you have one? Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to ask you about the Georgia Senate race. I know it's very early, but there's several Republicans in that field that are vying for your endorsement.
A lot of good people in that field.
Yes.
I know all of them, actually. I haven't made a decision on that, but you have some very good people in the Georgia Senate race.
Well, Governor has endorsed.
No, I know. The governor has, and he's talking to me about it a lot. He likes that candidate a lot. And I understand that. I haven't made a decision yet. But I'm following that race very carefully. I think it's very important for Georgia to get a real senator, because the senator they have now is a horrible senator. He allows all the crime, all the borders. You have open borders. I mean, his whole philosophy is a disaster. That's not representative of the people of Georgia. I know the people of Georgia. I won Georgia three times, but they say twice. Okay. I won it very big the last time, and I won it big the first time, and I won it big the second time, but we had criminals that didn't allow. I mean, I hope they're going to go into that. I hope they go into the votes which are being stored in Fulton County and take a look at a real look at those votes, okay? Because I won it the second time too. But I know Georgia very well. I love Georgia. Those people are great, and they deserve a good senator because the man they have now is a weak, ineffective person. Okay.
Mr. President.
By the way, you won Georgia three times.
I agree. Do you agree with me?
I do.
He's the media.
For someone that spends a lot of time in Georgia, I believe you won that. Okay. I really have a question about
you. The word "believe" isn't strong enough, right? Yeah, you know.
There you go.
It's true. I know I won too. We have the great Newt Gingrich. Newt, you agree with us? Good. Otherwise, I'd have him dismissed immediately from you know, his wife, as you know, is becoming an ambassador to a great country. Callista, so congratulations, and we're going to take a picture. And the only reason I'm doing it, he speaks so well of me. He said, I'll go down as the greatest president in history, and then he blew it. He said, I'm not sure if I put him above Washington or Lincoln. So I'm not that happy about that, dude.
I've got a question about the weaponization of the DOJ. The media often says your department is weaponizing the DOJ.
Yeah, that's now, the opposite.
It's the opposite. Todd, you represented President Trump and probably the greatest weaponization of the DOJ by Alvin Bragg. You know firsthand, if you can describe what you saw under the Biden administration and how they weaponized the DOJ.
Well, I mean, I think it's hard to describe what happened in those last 4 years under President Trump. Alvin Bragg, a local prosecutor, his office staffed by somebody from DOJ. Jack Smith, picked as a special counselor, staffs his entire office with DOJ prosecutors. And then there are countless things that happened, all in writing, most of them on the docket, that require no explanation except a complete abomination of the place that the Attorney General and I run now and Director Patel. So when people talk about this department weaponizing, it's embarrassing. Because there's no scenario in which you can look at what we're doing, restoring justice, doing the right thing in every single case, and say that that's weaponization, and yet remain eerily silent about what happened for the past 3 years. I mean, you read these articles and giggle. Because it cannot be true that people really think that what they did to him, not once, not twice, I'm still counting three, four times, but we're the ones that are weaponizing. So this man is not weaponizing the Department of Justice. We're not weaponizing the Department of Justice. It's the opposite. I mean, and also, nobody questions what I'm saying because it's true, because we all lived the past 4 years. So listen.
They never want to bring up the details, but I watch the fake news. And, oh, he's weaponized. And he wants to send them to prison. He wants all this. They indicted me like five times. I took a mugshot. Who would have thought it turned out to my favor? Because it was a good shot. But I had to take a mugshot. It's right out there in the door. New York Post. Front page of every paper in the world. I had a mugshot. They wanted to send me. Nobody says that. They say, he's acting very, very tough. He's acting unfair. Let me tell you, if they've been nice to anybody, it's to those criminals, because they are so good having to do with all of the things we're talking about today with violent crime. But if anything, I think this Justice Department has been so respectful of the law, because the other Justice Department with Rita or Lisa and all of that scum, real scum, what they did to the political opponent of a guy that has a seriously low IQ. Now, in his case, it was low based on his career, but it got real low. Okay? It was descending rapidly. But what they did to go after his political opponent is legendary. Worse than any third world country, banana republic. And what we're doing is nothing. Are you kidding? Nothing. They write stories. Why aren't they doing this? And we'll leave. I don't have to leave it up to them, but I choose to at this moment, at least. But there's never been anybody treated in the history of politics. You know, they say the two worst treated presidents by the media, etc., was that man right there, the late, great Abraham Lincoln, and this guy. Right there, Andrew Jackson. They say Andrew Jackson was treated terribly. They give him number one and number two. But that was before I came along, Newt. I say I have number one times 10. Nobody's been treated like I've been treated. And I did a great job. You know, we had a great first term. And we had one of the most successful economies in history, et cetera. I rebuilt the military. We did a tremendous amount. The last part, we had a horrible thing called COVID. And we handled that well. We made ventilators for nations all over the world. We did a great job. Probably never get credit for it. Look at the therapeutics, the Regeneron, all the different things, the vaccines, all the things we did. We did a great job, but we had to focus on that. But we had the best economy in the history of our country. We're blowing it away right now. Look at the stock market. Hit another all-time high today. That's 48 days out of the few days that I've served. 48 days have already hit record highs. And we have, maybe most importantly, the number we have now, I was saying 17, it's over $18 trillion is being poured into our country. It's because of the election and because of tariffs. Without the tariffs, you wouldn't have probably 18 cents. It's because of the tariffs, because there are no tariffs if they build in our country. And they understand that. So we have medical companies coming over. We have the AI. We're dominating China in AI. Everybody said that's impossible. We're dominating. I'm letting these massive plants build their own electric generating plants. They're becoming utilities in addition to everything. Maybe they'll make more money with that. Who knows? But they're building their own electric because we have an old grid. You wouldn't be able to do that. And we're dominating China. We're dominating with AI, which seems to be the new big thing. That's the new internet. That's the new whatever. So we're very happy with the job we're doing. I'm very happy with the job they're doing. But when you tell me about attacking a political opponent, there's never been, and I'm a legitimate opponent. I watch my son. He's got the number one best-selling book now. My son Eric is a wonderful kid. That guy spent so much time with subpoenas. He got more subpoenas than anybody in the history of our country. Think of it. And he's an innocent, good boy. He's a good kid. He's always been a good kid. All of my children are good. They went through hell. My children went through federal grand juries on a hoax. Think of it. You have Adam Schiff and Hillary Clinton and others make up a hoax and then wanting to put, so they know it's a hoax, and they go before the press, say Donald Trump Jr. will go to jail because of what he's done with Russia. I'll never forget, I get a call from my son Don, and he said, Dad, I'm being accused of something with Russia. I don't know anything about Russia. He didn't know anything about, think of it, how bad they are. They say he'll go to prison for the rest of his life. He knew nothing about it. On a hoax, the Russian hoax, Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, on a story that they made up. And they made it up in order to explain why Hillary Clinton lost an election, that she lost by pretty good numbers. The second one, the second one was even better, but the third one, this one was too big to rig. It was just too big to rig. They would have rigged. They tried to rig it. But think of it. They want to send my children to jail, but they were after Don in particular. I'll never forget Adam Shifty Schiff, a total crooked guy, lying in Congress, making up a phone conversation that I have with you, totally made up. Then when he heard it was taped, he wanted to disappear. And Nancy Pelosi went crazy because they wanted to impeach me based on the conversation that was made up. When they heard the tape, everybody, you know, I won it unanimously in the Republican Party. I got every single vote, something that never happens, and I beat it. But think of it. They want to put my son in jail for something that they made up. So they know they made it up. And they say he will serve the rest of his life in prison. These are sick, bad people. And don't tell me about us going after them. If anything, we've been very, very soft. I wouldn't be that soft, I'll tell you that. Thank you very much, everybody.
Long press conference today at the White House with the FBI director, the attorney general, talking about a whole host of issues, as you can imagine. And we're a little behind. But, hey, listen, you know, I think when the president of the United States is speaking to the press, it's worthy of you. Obviously, there's some controversy over the blowing up of drug boats on way to the United States. We'll talk more about that as the show goes on as well. Jeep is making a huge investment in the United States of America. So the parent company of Jeep is making a big investment in the United States. Now, they already have a huge investment. I mean, I drive a Jeep, and they've just announced a huge investment for that. So I think that's great because whenever you can have more money coming in, that's even better. And here's the thing about this, too. When it comes to the idea of more American-made cars, I think there's a certain amount of American pride that goes with that. I really do. And personally, I find that it's a situation where you just kind of feel better. I don't know. I mean, that's just me. But the parent company, Stellantis, a $13 billion U.S. investment plan in U.S. auto manufacturing operations over the next 4 years. The transatlantic automaker said the investments will add more than 5,000 jobs to its domestic workforce and involve new products at plants in Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio through 2029. It is the parent company of Chrysler, Jeep, and other brands, and they plan to invest $13 billion in U.S. manufacturing right now. And the transatlantic automaker on Tuesday said the investments will add more than 5,000 jobs, plants, new vehicles, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. And so shares went up on that. Obviously, this is a good thing. Now, what does that mean for Tri-County, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram? Well, what it means is that there's even great specials right now for you over there at my friends at Tri-County, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram for October. So the Drive in a Fall event is happening right now. You can get a new 2025 Grand Cherokee L with 0% financing for 60 months, or get a new 2026 Ram 1500, also available with 0% financing for 60 months. Or you can check out a new 2026 Dodge Durango GT and lease that for $364 a month for 36 months. Hurry in, these offers won't last long. Go to tricounty.com to see all the details. And you'll see the gigantic American flag that sits between the Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealership and the Tri-County Toyota dealership. You can't miss. They're great people, and they are our official car sponsor for the show. Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Tri-County Toyota. Brian Krieger, his general manager, Jack Donaldson, great guys. Everybody who works over there, wonderful people. And I think you will absolutely love doing business with them. Never any pressure, just great specials and great sales and a great time to buy American-made cars, especially now that the parent company is announcing that even more cars will be made in the United States of America. So that's a great thing. Either way, Tri-County, whether it's a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, or it's a Toyota, you'll have great specials. If you're looking for a Toyota right now, you can get a new 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive for just $309 a month for 36 months, among other great specials. So check out the website for all the details, tricounty.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. So that went a little long, but it's like I said, the president speaks to the press. It's something Biden never did for 4 years. Trump does a lot, happens to do it during this show. But it's still the president having a press conference, and they cut away from Fox News for it. I think it's important for you to hear, too. Obviously, I don't know if we'll do this all 4 years. I don't know. But at least for now, when it looks like something pressing like the FBI director there, and yesterday with Charlie Kirk, we try to take it day by day. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria of Veneria Dental. He is a man who will give you compassionate dental care. That's what he does. He's about compassion, not about cost. Cost is the other guys, those big chain dental firms. That's what they're about. Dr. Mike is about care. Obviously, controversial blowing up drug boats, because you assume that they're drug dealers. I did find it funny when he said all the fentanyl spilling across the ocean, because my book, Fentanyl Great White Sharks, which is coming out, Jack Carr inspired me to write it. Actually, it might be a movie. But there are those drugs, those sharks that are all, they're high as a kite on cocaine. Usually they're outside of Florida, because when the Coast Guard typically comes, they dump all the stuff overboard. Blowing up the drug boats, controversial, no doubt about it. Me personally, I'd much rather see the Coast Guard intervene. I'd rather see the Navy intervene. I'd rather arrest these people, and because I think that just would be better for everybody. But the president seems very grounded in his legal authority on this, and he's going to keep blowing them up. So probably a lot more popular than I would imagine. I think people don't feel a lot of sympathy for drug dealers getting blown up. So, you hope you got it right and it wasn't a bunch of fishermen who were out there looking for stingrays or marlins or tiger shark. What? All right, we'll talk more about that in the next hour. We got 2 hours to go, so we're just getting warmed up. But we'll come right back. We'll take a quick break. We'll have 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up for you. We'll talk about the economy. We'll figure out what's going on with interest rates and all that straight ahead. So don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.